You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith.
There were two press conferences held at Government Plaza in downtown Shreveport yesterday. One was by a group who are organizing a recall of City Councilwoman Lavette Fuller, who represents District B, for her recent deciding vote against a proposal to have a binding memorandum of understanding between the city and a developer who wants to build a mixed-use residential, commercial, and recreational project along Cross Bayou, just north of downtown. The developer wants the city to acquire 88 acres to facilitate the estimated $1 billion-plus project. The memorandum would have allowed Shreveport Mayor Adrian Perkins to openly negotiate with the developer, but Fuller, a Democrat, has said she felt the plan lacked details and sided with three Republican councilmen and voted no. The recall group is led by Pastor Linus Mays, whose church is in Fuller's district.
We want Ms. Fuller to defend her record of continuously voting against jobs, against growth, against the interests of African-American people and the poor.
Pastor Mays was referring to the estimated 14,000 jobs the Developer Gateway Consortium has said the Cross Bayou Point project would create. Now, during her press conference, Councilwoman Fuller defended her recent vote, and when asked about the recall initiative that has become a mix of partisan and racial politics, Fuller had this to say.
We need to understand why they are trying to slander me instead of bringing more facts about their project. Who does that? Who places blame outside when they haven't done their homework?
Pastor Mays and recall supporters refuse to take questions from the media. Councilwoman Fuller announced she'll be holding a series of meetings with constituents regarding her voting record and council business. She will finish with a town hall on March 14th. Her District B seat includes downtown, Highland, and Stoner Hill areas, which historically has been considered a swing vote on the council. The organizers wanting to recall Fuller will have to gather signatures from about 5,400 registered voters in District B.
This is Red River Radio News.